Good afternoon. Dry, cold, high pressure overhead again today. Temperatures will struggle to get out of the teens, some places in the lower 20s with abundant sunshine, but also a northwest breeze keeping more of a chill in the air, and wind chill values will be even closer to zero throughout the afternoon. As the winds go calm tonight and with a clear sky, a very cold overnight with many locations between 0 and 10 below. Parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains may be even in the range of 10 to 25 below zero by tomorrow morning. This will leave us with a sunny day tomorrow, not nearly as much wind and not as cold, with temperatures reaching back into the mid-20s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south, where a storm system emerging out of the Gulf of Mexico will hit the eastern seaboard and ride up the coast. Computer models still very uncertain as to the exact track of this low, and that uncertainty means a wide variety of potential weather for us here in interior New York and New England. A closer storm track would mean more of us will have snowy weather on Thursday, with a chance of sleet and freezing rain closer to the coast. A track off the coast would mean the northern half of our area would remain dry on Thursday with snow along the coast. We'll have to wait and see how this unfolds as we get deeper into the week, but right now we'll go for at least the chance of snow for a large part of interior New York and New England on Thursday as temperatures reach the lower 30s. On Friday, we'll start out dry, though clouds will be on the increase with a weak disturbance heading our way, some light snow showers possible late Friday and Friday night. Those will continue into the morning on Saturday before it moves through. On Friday, highs will be in the lower to mid-30s, then behind that system back into the 20s on Saturday. We'll stay in the mid-20s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, and it stays dry into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread precipitation will continue to develop to the north of a frontal boundary stalled out in the northern Gulf and off the southeast coast. A fresh supply of Arctic air in place will allow for snow within the northern fringe of the precipitation shield, and warm Gulf air overrunning the boundary should also cause a wide swath of freezing rain to the south of the snow axis. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for a large part of the Deep South. Conditions will really begin to deteriorate tonight into tomorrow as a vigorous piece of energy ejecting out of the plains helps spin up a surface low along that stalled boundary. The deepening low will draw additional moisture out of the Gulf, which will fuel heavier precipitation across the southeast and the Carolinas, including significant ice and snow. Once the intensifying surface low moves off the southeast coast and begins to track up the eastern seaboard tomorrow night, winter weather will start lifting northward into the mid-Atlantic states where winter storm watches are in effect. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Borrejo and El Centro, both in California, to a low of 30 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny in the mid-20s, Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower teens. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low, 17. The record high, 59, set in 1981, and the record low, 18 below zero in 1962. Sunrise this morning, 6:58 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:22 p.m. 10 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Becoming mostly sunny and breezy today, with highs in the middle teens, though closer to 10 above zero in the mountains. Clear skies tonight, 5 to 20 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny but breezy and cold today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Clear tonight, lows 5 below to 5 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the middle teens. Clear tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny but breezy and cold today with highs around 20. Clear skies tonight with lows near zero. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, Mostly sunny, but breezy and cold today with highs in the upper teens. Clear tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, not quite as cold, in the mid-20s. Snow likely Thursday, lower 30s. Sunshine Friday morning, increasing clouds with light snow showers late in the day Friday and Friday night, lower to mid-30s. Morning snow showers Saturday, then increasing sun, windy, mid to upper 20s. Mid-20s with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, and sunshine giving way to clouds Monday with highs back into the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.